Welcome to episode 89 of the Deeper Christian Podcast. This is the podcast to help you study God's Word, know Jesus intimately, and discover how you can build your life around Jesus Christ. I'm Nathan Johnson, and in today's episode, I want to invite you on my next trip to Israel. Let's dive in. Back in episode number 47, I gave 6 reasons why you need to take a trip to Israel. And if you haven't heard that episode, I encourage you to go back and listen to that, because those 6 reasons, and technically there are probably countless others, but those are 6 good reasons why you need to put Israel on your to-do list or your bucket list at some point in your life. It really is amazing as a Christian to walk the land of Israel and see the Word of God come alive in living color. After returning back from my first trip to Israel, I was so amazed that I would open up the Word of God, and as I was reading these passages, I was just starting to see depth and insight that I had always missed, because I wasn't seeing it in light of the geography and the culture and in light of the history of what was taking place, of where it was taking place. And I can't tell you how delightful it is to read certain passages and actually say, well, I have been there. I know exactly what it looks like. And so it kind of gives you a framework as you're reading the Bible to say, okay, this is what it looks like. And wow, that means they had to come over on this side. And, oh, that meant they had to go over here. And the Word of God truly comes alive when you've been to the land. Now, it's interesting. If you ever go to Israel, you'll notice that most of the people who go are kind of in their elderly years. And I think part of the reason is they finally have the time and the money and the resources to be able to actually go to Israel. And I've always thought, how sad is it that they've waited so long to actually enjoy something so important in the Christian life? Now, obviously, you don't become more spiritual by going to Israel, but I've thought, man, wouldn't it be neat to go to Israel as a younger person, say even in your 20s or in your 30s, and then actually get to see the Word of God through the rest of your life through the lens of actually having already gone? Well, over the last couple of years, I've had a greater passion and a desire for taking people to Israel. And I'm not just interested in taking a touristy trip to Israel. If you want to do that, there's a countless places you can go with. I really want to go and take a group and actually study the Word of God in the locations of where it took place. Now, I took a group back this past March, and it really was incredible. It was so fun just to have the camaraderie and the laughter and the inside jokes and just being with fellow like-minded, like-hearted believers who are seeking after Jesus Christ and pursuing the Lord together and getting into our words as we were looking at all these places. Now, one of the problems that we were all kind of discussing from this last trip was, as amazing as it was, and I wouldn't trade it for anything, it really is a highlight of my life. But one of the issues that we had was that the travel company that we went with, it really wasn't conducive to actually studying or spending a lot of time in certain locations getting into the Word. And so I spent a lot of time over this last, several months looking at, okay, I really want to go and I want to work with a company that is going to manage all the logistics and all that kind of stuff, but actually allow us to study the Word in location. Well, I found the most amazing company, and I'm actually really, really excited to go with them. And one of the things that they specialize in is actually taking groups and letting them and just facilitating this idea of actually diving in to the Word of God. In fact, several big named people who take groups to Israel actually go with this company. And I've actually been so impressed by their, not only their professionalism, but just how they've structured things to help facilitate study. For example, most trips you're on your own for lunch, but this particular travel company that we're going with actually provides lunch on location so that you actually have more time to study and to actually experience a location. Because what you'll find is that typically you'll take an hour, maybe 2 hours to find a place to eat and then to actually eat and then, go on to the next place. So we're actually utilizing our time well. And the other thing I'm really excited about this upcoming trip is that instead of doing a lot of the touristy things in the sense of going to the churches and going to a lot of the typical tourist places. Now, we are going to do some of those because those are obviously important. But one of the things that I really love how this group facilitates things is that they actually want you to walk the land itself. So rather than just, going to some church and saying, okay, this is probably the location of this, we're actually going to be hiking mountains and walking through the desert and going up on a ridge and then actually spending time talking about what took place in these areas, getting into the Word of God and drawing unto the Lord together. I am so, so excited. Now, do recognize that there is some physical requirements for the trip. Obviously, we're going to be doing a lot of hiking and climbing and walking around. So typically on a normal day, we're going to be walking 5 or so miles every single day. And we're going to be climbing some ridges and some hills. So we're going to be doing a lot of what we would probably consider staircases in that sense if you don't do normal hiking. So just recognize that there is some physical requirements. But if you're in decent health, you can obviously train for this. This is not a marathon. This is not a super intensive physical thing. But do realize that just the dynamics of experiencing Israel, there is a physical dimension to this. Well, with that being said, I want to invite you on my next trip. Now, the plan is to be taking trips just about every 9 months or so, and this next upcoming trip is scheduled for August 19th through the 30th, 2019. So the way this works is it's kind of on a first-come, first-served basis. I'm only allowing 35 people to come, and once we max out, then anybody else who's interested will have to kind of either be on a wait list or start signing up for the trip after this one. So we're going to be heading out the end of August. We're going to be spending 12 days in Israel, and it really is going to be a life-changing opportunity to not only see the land and see the locations, but to draw closer to Jesus Christ. Well, I'm not going to give you all the details because you can see that on the website if you want to check that out, but just a few highlights. For me personally, I've been wanting to go to the Caves of Adullam. That's the place where David hid from Saul. And one of the things in our training programs, we talk a lot about the Caves of Adullam. And up to this point, it's just been impossible to go, but it's actually one of the key places that we're going to be going to on actually, I think, our first or second day in Israel. So I'm really looking forward to that. Not only are we going to swim in the Dead Sea and walk through the Hezekiah's tunnel and obviously spend a lot of time in Jerusalem and go up and take a boat ride on the Sea of Galilee, but we're also going to be going to places like Jericho and Capernaum and Chorazin and the Mount of Beatitudes and Caesarea Philippi, Mount Carmel, Megiddo, Masada, Herodium, and countless more. I am so excited for this upcoming trip. And I highly encourage you to at least be prayerful to consider coming with me to Israel. Now, whether or not you actually join me for one of my trips, you need to put Israel as something to do at some point in your life. And if you can afford it, sooner is probably better than later, just because you'll have all that extra time to be reading the Word and studying the Word and seeing it in the light of the geography and the culture. Now, as a side note, any trip to Israel does cost quite a bit of money. One, it is on the other side of the world, but you have to recognize that everything in Israel just costs a lot of money. For example, when I was there the first time, our tour guide had mentioned that if you go to McDonald's, they have a couple of McDonald's there, that a Happy Meal in McDonald's is somewhere between $15 and $25. So to take a family to McDonald's, just even for Happy Meals, is a small fortune. So everything from water to food, just to hotels, everything just costs a ton of money. So if you keep that in mind, the pricing that we actually got for this particular trip is actually a phenomenal deal. We're going to be flying out of Chicago in August, and basically the price covers everything from the airfare from Chicago to the hotels and all the food and all your water and basically covers everything except your passport and your souvenirs. And yes, it is a lot of money. I fully admit that. But for what you're getting, it really is priceless on so many levels. And whether or not you can actually come on this trip next August, or whether you want to wait till spring of 2020 or sometime after, be prayerful in considering this idea of what would it look like to open up your Bible in the land where it took place and really seek after the Lord in the very locations of where you read. Well, if you'd like more information, including a simple itinerary, all the cost information and all that kind of stuff, you can find more information at deeperchristian.com/Israel, and that'll take you to a page with all the current information for the current trip. Do note that for this trip in August of 2019, if you register before February, you actually get $100 off the price that's listed there. And for note, we already have 6 of the 35 spots already taken. So do know we only have about 29 more spaces, and it is on a first-come, first-served basis. So if you're interested, you don't have to pay the money up front. It's just a $500 deposit to reserve your spot, and then you have a couple payments in the spring. But the thing that I love is we're using a company that does all the details and all the logistics, and they actually kind of keep watch on everything and making sure that it's safe. And by the way, it is actually really safe to travel to Israel. It's actually more dangerous, I've been told, to actually go to New York City than it is to actually wander the streets of Israel. So it is a really safe place to go. But the thing I actually like about this company is they provide like the transportation. We're going to have a bus and they're going to have a Christian tour guide who actually lives in Israel. And it's great because they know the culture, they know the language, and they actually kind of give some background on stuff. So they kind of take that aspect of the trip, and then I'm going to be teaching the word in these locations. So it's kind of a dual part thing. So I'm doing the bulk of the teaching and actually the spiritual aspect of the trip. And then we actually have a tour guide who knows Hebrew and Aramaic and that kind of thing to actually do with the culture and just some fun insights on the land. And he just kind of helps lead us and facilitates what it is that we're trying to do. Well, I just want to close with giving two testimonials from this past trip. Emily Stolzfu said, "Since returning from the land of Israel, reading the Bible is like taking in the 3D version. Visually seeing the geography, culture, and the terrain of the Bible has brought color and dimension to the Word of God that I have never seen in such vibrancy before." And Charlotte Klinger said, "This journey from Dan to Beersheba, from the Med to Dead, was incredible. Sites were so rich with meaning culturally, historically, archaeologically, and spiritually. To wake every morning and have the anticipation of a day with Jesus in the land of promise and birthplace of the gospel was beyond description. So many layers, so much fun, a feast for the eyes, stomach, and of course, ultimately, for the spirit. You have to experience it to understand it." And I fully agree with both of those ladies. So consider this your formal invitation in case you're interested in joining me in the 2019 Israel Study Tour in August of 2019. Again, you can find more information about the Israel tour itself at deeperchristian.com/Israel, or you can check out the show notes for this particular episode at deeperchristian.com/89 for episode number 89. And remember, regardless of whether you take a trip with me to Israel or not, I highly encourage you to put it on your bucket list for some time in your life to visit the land of the Word. Well, until next time, know I am cheering you on as you build your life around Jesus Christ.